Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sometimes public shaming is the only way to actually teach someone what they're doing incorrectly.
Okay, elaborate, please.
Start at 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. So there are certain words that you use way too frequently that I've pointed out to you in the past, and yet you just disregard as if I'm trying to like make a joke, but I'm not. You can't say these words anymore, especially now that you're over 40.
No, here's the thing. I mean, I've lived this long. I've gotten this far. It's worked out pretty well for me so much. So it's going to be hard to change this old dog. I mean, what are the words that you really have an issue with? Because some of these words, I'm going to venture to say, still work around my neighborhood.
I don't know. Okay. So what I have found is that there are six words that you use way too often. And I think it has a lot to do with you still being stuck in the 90s.
Okay.
So these words.
Is that not everybody?
Well, no, not everybody's stuck in the 90s. Christian wasn't even born then.
Well, it's part of my high life, though, right? Where you remember the times where we had good things going on.
Okay.
I'll be the judge. You give me these words, and I'll tell you whether or not I feel like that's the time.
Bro, you call everybody bro. Well, you call me bro.
Yeah. You
call everybody bro. Who are you calling bro?
Listen, bro.
Right?
All right? Yep. I need you to relax about that.
Yep.
I want to impart the fact that we're together, all right? Mm-hmm. We're on the same team.
Okay.
All right? And brother sounds a little bit dated to me, okay?
Uh-huh.
And it just takes too long, so I go with bro on some.
We're all about saving time.
All right, bro?
I mean, I don't think you should even be saying brother
bro
to people.
Bro feels non-offensive. Brother feels non-offensive. We were in church, and I called you brother and lovingly put a hand on your shoulder and said, hey, brother. You'd be like, wow, that guy's really nice and thoughtful.
That's
right?
One thing if you're talking to a priest.
All right. I wouldn't call the priest brother.
But they actually call him brothers. Father. No, they're brother, father.
But if
brothers.
There was somebody else that was a brother, I'd be like, hey, brother.
You call him bro, though.
Just some guy.
You don't say brother, you say bro.
Hey, bro.
Okay, how about this one?
All right, what do you
this
got?
This one's my biggest pet peeve.
What do you got?
Wicked. Stop saying wicked.
Listen.
Why do you say wicked so much?
Because it's like a joke. You know,
First off,
I lived in Boston for a couple of years, so everybody says wicked up there. And then I say,
Do
you notice when I say wicked, I go wicked?
No,
like, that's what I do.
You don't.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, wicked.
Wicked. That's She's wicked hot.
Right. That's my Massachusetts thing. She's wicked hot, kid.
No,
that's
my gosh. It's so.
Is kid on the list?
Kid is not on the list.
See, that one slipped right by you because you were so focused on wicked.
Right. Dope. You say things are dope all the time.
Oh, yeah, man. Things are dope, though. All right.
See
when something's dope. When
new
something's
show.
Dope.
The right? show's dope.
This show's
man,
dope.
This show is dope.
It's dope.
Got some new lights.
Are you watching that show, dude? Are you watching that show, bro? Word.
Words that Raven needs to get rid of that uses way too often.
So far, we've got...
Bro, wicked, dope. Let's add stoked. Oh, I'm stoked.
I'm stoked.
But you see?
That one's been coming back with me lately.
Why?
I don't know why.
Why?
I picked that up in California. I don't know why.
Okay.
See, my vocabulary is... It's a journey through my nomadic past, if you will.
You still say yo way too much?
Oh, definitely yo.
Mm-hmm. But people don't do that anymore, Raven.
Yo doesn't we feel good, Christian? You don't use yo?
You say yo to me every single day.
I'm sure. At least 3-4 times. I'm sure.
You don't even realize that you're doing it.
It's a reset word. It says, pay attention.
Right.
All right? Instead of pay attention, it's yo.
And then I'm going to say it again. The sixth word that you use all the time is still wicked again. You use wicked way
Wait
too much.
Wicked again? Wicked came back twice?
Yes.
Wow.
And I have heard these words come out of Raven's mouth.
Give me an
Yo,
example.
Yo, bro, that's wicked dope. I'm stoked. And I'm like, Raven, you just used every word you're not supposed to use in a single sentence.
Sounds like the opening line to a great rap track is what it sounds like.
Right.
All right.
But it's funny because I did some research, and there's actually lists of words that men should not use over 40.
Yeah.
And half of those are on them.
Come on.
Yep. Savage, yes, fam, bro.
Yes, feels like a girl's word to me. I'm going to say, I'm going to leave that for the ladies.
So true or false, will you stop using these words?
All of them?
Yes.
Seems like a no.
How about, can we just get rid of wicked?
All right,
can I throw something at you every time you say wicked?
I'll try and roll back wicked.
No, every time you say it.
I'm stoked to give this a shot, yo. I think it's going to be great, brother.
I give up.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.